Hello, everybody. This is Alfonso from Studio Comics, creator of Night Spike, and feature on the movie Heroes Manufactured. And right now, you are listening We Got the Geek.
All right, it's Jay Stu coming from the Cambridge Comic Arts Festival, and I've met some really cool new people. Allure and Tobin, did I say your names right?
Almost. It's Allure.
Allure. I'm sorry, I'm going to edit.
No, it's fine.
That's why we have technology.
Yes. But it was really awesome because I was sitting across from you. You guys came over and introduced yourselves, and I guess you worked on a really cool comic together. Could you tell us about it?
Yeah, so like you said, it's really cool.
You showed it to me, and I liked it.
So here at the Comics Festival, we just have our first anthology, but eventually we want to expand on some of the stories within. So currently we're working on a sci-fi, fantasy, comedy, adventure, maritime story. So gay pirates and mythology and lots of japes and jokes and rocket launching blunderbusses. So yeah, that's what we're working on. We're really excited about it. Tobin, did you have anything to add?
No, I think it's going to be really fun. We're trying to make it around 45 to 50 issues, so it's going to be kind of a longer first venture into all of it, but we're going to start printing it as collections, almost like manga collections, so there'll be good chunks of story for everybody to dig into. And then after that, we'll have other kind of subsequent stories that'll go on, not in the same universe, but other stories that we want to tell.
Yeah, we want to tell a story about, like, a mythological Western. We want to go into a post-apocalyptic Canada where the stars have fallen from the sky and water becomes currency. So that will be a fun one.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the lineup right now.
That's our starting slate.
That's our starter pack.
All right. Where are you guys based out of?
So we're in Waterloo right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool, and you were saying this was your first time here at the Cambridge Comic Arts Festival?
Yes, this is actually our first time in Cambridge itself.
Yeah.
So it's a very lovely place.
Yeah, I like it. I've been coming here a couple years now. It's probably my favorite show to do every year now. It's a nice family feeling.
Yeah, I love that about this place. It's very chill.
Very comfortable.
Like, yes, it's very comfortable.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Can I ask you guys who some of your influences were?
Definitely Final Fantasy, Tomb Raider, the Shin Megami Tensei games, basically fantasy and mythology. I really love Fullmetal Alchemist as well. That's a great manga. And King of Bandits Jing was kind of a weirder fantasy, but it really influenced my art.
The guy from Digimon.
Oh, Digimon was like my thing. It is still my thing. It's a childhood thing that has become an adult thing. But yeah, I would say Digimon for sure.
For me, I read a lot of the Brian Jake Redwall books when I was a kid. So those were some good adventure stories that are really well written with really good characters. For actual comics, I guess like early noughts in Marvel, so like the Hickman era or the Remender era was really, that's kind of when I started being able to pay for my own comics, so that's when I started reading.
And then
I followed them from Marvel over to Image. So yeah, like Rick Remender, Jonathan Hickman, Joshua Williamson are fantastic writers. And then when it comes to like my design work, Russ Wooten is a really good letterer. Ryan Hughes does a lot of really great logos and design and that stuff, and like Dylan Todd, all of those kind of guys are really important to me as well. Video games would be Final Fantasy as well.
Fire Emblem.
Yeah, the Fire Emblem games, the way that they tell stories is really interesting. So probably that's a good starter pack as well.
That's cool. You guys going to be doing any other shows? Or?
Yeah, so after this, we have a few weeks before London, so the Forest City Comic Con.
Okay.
Then we're doing Windsor at the end of September. And then we do Tri-City SuperCon, and then Mississauga Comics Experience is the last one.
That is our current lineup.
That's pretty awesome.
It's a good busy fall. It's a good busy fall.
Nice. And did I ask you about the anthology already?
This one?
Yeah.
No, so the Alterna anthologies, it's a yearly thing that Alterna does, and they center around a theme or a genre that they like classic submissions for. So the first time I was printed, it was in the Superheroes Anthology. It's a short story, but is now a webcomic called Little Light Anthology, which is about this... Little Light Asylum, which is about an orphanage of these three children, and kind of the antics they get up to with magic and whatnot. So that's an ongoing webcomic. And then I was printed twice in the crime one, and then I wrote a story for the horror one, which is coming up in 2018.
Oh, awesome.
So it's an ongoing one. It's a great way for creators who are just starting out to get published, to get some credits. They can do as little as like 4 pages up to 16 pages. So a good kind of easy way to break in and just kind of get your feet wet telling stories.
Oh, great. I got to say, it was really awesome meeting you guys. Thanks for coming over to introduce yourself. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we appreciate your time.
Where can people go to see your stuff online?
Oh, man.
So Alair's more prominent online.
I have an Instagram, I have a Twitch, I have a Patreon, I have several platforms where you can read our pirate comic, Crown and Anchor.
Tapas, Webtoons.
Comic Fury and Smack Jeeves. So you can read Crown and Anchor on any of those. You can find me anywhere else under the name Shining Capella. So should I spell it?
Sure.
So it's SHININGCAPELLA, Shining Capella. I live stream Monday through Friday. So if you want to watch some schmuck draw comics, you can tune into that. So, yeah.
Yeah, and then my main resource is ArtStation, which has my portfolio for lettering and design. And it's just all of my work is connected to either Tobin Rossico or Letter Drone is the other alias that I have for lettering. So both of those on Twitter, I guess. I'm not super active on social medias, though. So okay. ArtStation's the most common one for me.
All right, well, thanks, Tobin, and thanks, Alair. We appreciate the time, and continued success.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.